Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kizzy Kizzy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh hi, didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Jorland speaks up. Well, I see it, didn't take you long to catch on that I wanted something from you, so good job.
Yes, for sure. Made that very that clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if any of you besides kind of looks at Khazad and Ivan, the two of you might know how this works, but these outposts have a pecking order of sorts. As I once was Lady Ivara's consort, after my accident I was no longer allowed to be.
Oh no, did you lose your penis?
And he points to his face.
Wait, that's a problem?
So
don't get...
You're mad that you can't be with your... Okay.
Oh god, he became a giant.
I just wanted to show all the viewers what he looked like.
He's not actually scarred in the picture, though.
No, but he's he still deserves a limelight.
He deserves some lovin'.
You can't be the loving anymore.
So you telling me the lady dumped you because you got hurt in the line of duty?
That is how this works, yes.
Ivan nods.
That's
very...
That's horrible. Khazad nods how could she knowingly as well.
Very common.
Did he give us his name yet?
No.
Okay, my bad.
You're good.
How could he do that to you, guy?
She's a...
It's just the way of things in our culture.
We're very much below.
I'm glad I lived in the woods.
Well, actually, you would have done actually pretty well. Yeah.
Aries mate forever.
It's just the males that don't get anywhere in the drow.
Ah, so it's a matriarchy.
Ah, yes. Like you are the oppressed.
Yeah, yes, greatly.
But join me on my quest to overthrow the hierarchy.
Fluffle. You're speaking to the choir. I already joined you. Like, we already planned
all three of
things.
Us did.
I know, but I'm talking to my new friendo, that guy right there.
Oh.
Yeah. You may call me Jorland.
Jorland, my new best friend. Come with us. Join us.
You know what would really hurt her?
We're going to go back to your main city and burn it.
If we steal all her stuff, let's do that.
Okay, speaking of, where is my robes and my armor?
Yeah, where's my...
Perhaps we should maybe let Jorlin say what it is exactly he wants from us.
Yes, I agree.
It is... I care not whether you survive, so this is just fun time for me. All of your things are upstairs in a chest, and if you go along with it, I can give it all back.
Thumbs
in fact,
up.
You
in
would be
exchange
able to...
for...
Well... You see, right now, if I had let you get past this area, the alarms would have gone off and Ilvara would be here killing all of us. Even your brooding, hulking friends over there would not stand a chance. I have an idea. There is a shipment supposed to be coming in from Minzo Baranzan. It should have been here a few days ago. If you don't believe me, ask your other drow friend, Sarathan, there. I want you to wait. I will leave... the door unlocked overnight. But I want you to do this on another guard's watch.
Kinda on the
time crunch here.
Yeah, I was about to.
One of us gonna get off in an hour.
And then the next person gets to choose. Well, then we have to pick somebody else. I have to pick somebody else to die.
Yeah, it's all your fault. Their blood's on your hands.
That's fine.
I'll sleep fine tonight.
I'll still sleep okay too, except that ground is pretty hard.
You're a monster.
I am.
I can't believe it.
Not you though, Darrendale. You're a great guy.
Darrendale has been shoved outside. Too calm.
Like Flintstones.
Makes sense.
So, how do you want us to do this? Because we really don't want someone to die.
Well, we have one of two options.
I really want to, but we'd prefer it.
We don't even know the guy.
You could go back in your cell, do as I ask. Make her new lover boy look like a fool. All the prisoners escaped on his watch. Do that for me, and I will let you escape and not kill you when the time comes. I will also distract her and keep her from coming to the cell.
Mr. Jorlin.
Yes.
Mayhaps you could sweeten the deal ever so slightly. Because if we, you know, help knock off old lover boy, does that make you new lover boy part two?
Unfortunately, it does not.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Still the pecking order thing.
Well, it's once you've been...
So, basically, this is just a standard revenge ploy.
Yep.
You could say that.
And why should we actually trust you?
To be honest, I'd go with the plan. What else option do we have? Even if we can't trust, we don't have another option.
Precisely. I take it most of you, minus... kind of surveys. Maybe three of you know where you're going down here. However, I have heard a rumor that there is a shipment coming west. And he kind of nods over to the direction that, if you remember from last time, Shushar pointed. There's a shipment supposed to be coming from the Dark Lake that way. Might be a way to get on the Dark Lake and find a way out.
Well, I believe it's going to incite this man.
Okay.
17.
Same.
While they're doing this, and
Nat 20.
And Peekle attempts to stealth his way upstairs. Fly up there.
Sure. Make a stealth check. I would say with disadvantage, just because he is staring directly at all of you.
Okay. 11.
Unfortunately, he does kind of look over and say, now, see, if you do that, then I have to kill all of you now.
I'm staying. I'm with you. I'm all for, you know, spurned lover and all that drama. I just want my fedora.
The insight rolls.
Nat 20.
17. Okay.
Very well. With the Nat 20, you can tell that he is choosing his words very carefully, but he does not seem to be telling a lie. It seems almost as if he is mostly apathetic to the situation. He just wants someone to have a negative experience from this.
Zod's just going to kind of chuckle. He's going to nod and he's going to go, you know what? All right. I think we can see this play out.
We have a deal?
Wait, do we have to go back into the cell without our weapons?
Correct. Okay. However, I will barricade this door and keep Ilvara occupied so that you can get your weapons.
But how can you occupy her now that you're not lovers?
Drow...
There's other ways.
Drow women are fickle and they're also very prideful. You stroke the pride. Well, that's all they'll want to talk about for a moment.
Okay. Giggles in the background.
I'm not going to read too much in that stroking the pride thing.
You probably shouldn't.
It's best if you don't.
You're late. There's already images.
Yeah. How about question?
Yes.
So, I know we can't have our gear, but he gestures at the two dead drow on the floor. A compromise?
I mean, you do have to dispose of the bodies.
Make a persuasion check. I'd say with advantage.
Ooh, tap guidance. I can do that now.
All right. You can. Which of us is rolling for that?
Me, right?
I would say yes, you with advantage.
And guidance. And guidance.
Yep. That's 1d4, right?
Yep.
Correct.
25.
He laughs and says, "My, results fall as well. Sure, get what you can off of them. But remember, you
immediately start tripping them."
Very well.
Yeah. I'm gonna look and see what kind of armor and weapons one of them has.
I'm gonna talk to Jorlin. Do you want us to off the guy that attempt to off him, or just escape on his watch?
Oh no, just escape on his watch. If you attempt to off him, he kind of lifts his hand up, and you now see he's missing two fingers on his right hand. I'm not as bad already as I once was. He is, though.
Good clarification. Thank you.
Shepra is also going to approach Jorlin. And he kind of gets probably uncomfortably close and like looks up at him and he goes,
"Do you have medical supplies on you? Anything? It could be cloth."
"You're in the underdark. There is none of that down here.
Your best bet is to eat a random mushroom, buddy."
"Oh, don't do that." "Correct.
Ruin has this look of utter pity on her face for Jorlin.
"I'm not asking for potions. I'm asking to not heal wounds, but treat them. People are hurt."
"Your best bet would probably be to scavenge these corpses."
"Yeah, use their underclothes."
"Correct. I will say, Merlet, make an investigation check for me."
"Yay. That's like guidance. The worst thing I can roll."
I'm gonna tap the guidance.
Ooh, 17.
Don't forget the D4.
19.
Sweet.
19, nice. With a 19, yes, they are wearing, one is wearing leather, the other is wearing a chain shirt. You find one short sword and one hand crossbow. As well as 5 arrows, or crossbow bolts.
Oh, man.
Everyone speaks
all
up.
This stuff. But I know we gotta divvy up this gear.
The question is, how are you going to hide it? Because like you said, she will be back soon.
I don't mean to say this vulgarly, but we have two very large people with very large prison pockets.
Very well. Now.
Do you have a sword up one of their asses?
Handle first.
We're all wearing like clothing. Ostensibly, we could like conceal the short sword and the hand crossbow under our clothing.
Actually, how much
like we're wearing like rags and stuff, right?
A little difficult to conceal.
No, those things are tiny.
Merlette, you would know it is probably close to 5 to 10 minutes before she starts to make her way back.
Let's go, guys. Yeah. Let's hurry.
While we were in here, could I make a perception check just to get a, like, what's in the room? Are there, like, candles or anything like that in here? Like, what's the source of light?
The source of light is phosphorescent mushrooms.
Gotcha.
It's like a purple glow.
Gotcha.
He does speak up and say, "Now, please go out 3 at a time. That way it makes it look like I made you do something in here."
I'm gonna whisper to Merla, "By the way, be careful catching the eye of any drow. Once they cling on to a toy, they don't like to let go."
Oh, now he tells me. Well, we can't put it around you because she's really pissed at you, Ivan.
Yes. Well, not necessarily pissed. More decides that I'm fun to play with. As she and all the others have always felt. Again,
all right.
I speak from experience, Merlet.
So, do you all return? Tika, what was your roll? I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, that's cocked, bro.
If it's cocked for your roll, that's fine.
18.
Okay. I would say you do have a good understanding of the layout of this room now. So he kind of nudges. All right. Three more. Go.
Come on.
I don't know. It's at three. We can laugh.
Teagle just for taking so the moment of flying in like, yes, gotta stretch the wings.
Yes.
One last question before we return to our cell. The doorway behind you is the way out, yes?
It is a way out.
What is the way out?
However you can get down.
Behind the door and across whatever there is behind that door, are there more guards?
You're in a drow encampment. I would assume yes.
But you know, there's already two guys missing, and you're surrounded by a bunch of things that murder things. I mean, there's got to be a weak point in the guards, right?
Well, to just say that the Quaggoths raged, attracted the other Quaggoths.
What's a Quaggoth?
The prince.
You'll be much happier not knowing the answer to that question.
Nope, already found it out. Not happy, you're right. Okay, going back to myself. Bye, Mr. Jorlin. Hope to see you again soon. Have a great time.
Don't fail me.
Oh, never.
Azad's going to be the last one out of the room, and he's just going to kind of look back at Jorlin and just kind of give him a mock salute and be like, for what it's worth, I sympathize. I truly do. And he's just going to kind of walk out and shut the door behind him.
Ruin, get over here. Lay down on these weapons. You're injured, so she'll believe that you're still injured.
She's...
okay.
Technically, she's not injured anymore. She's actually at, like, full health.
My clothes are still bloody. Fuck you.
Yeah. I could mend that away.
No!
Not in here.
Well,
I mean...
be like...
Prestidigitation did away, but he didn't.
Merlette's like, does anybody have some clothing that they don't mind I rip a strip off?
Ivan puts up his hands. Go for it.
He immediately, like, goes and, like, rips off your sleeve.
Yep.
He starts tearing it and starts making makeshift bandages on Ruin. He's like, don't open your eyes. Don't move.
Just gonna start tearing the rest of my clothing to make it look like I got into another scuffle.
Very well.
Also, thank you for doing this.
Thumbs up.
Tequa's gonna lean over to Ruin and Merlette and just like, so did anybody, like, did they forget? You know, one of them's gonna get, like, you know, lamb to the slaughter kind of deal?
That's an Ivan issue, he'll whisper.
I mean, he already picked the one that's getting picked up first. Before the next one goes, I think.
Gotcha.
Did he tell us when the guards change?
He did not.
Bastard!
I mean, he said tomorrow, so... eh. I guess when we wake up. Didn't he?
What was that?
Didn't he say it was tonight? The shipment was coming in tonight?
There was a shipment that was supposed to come in today, but it is late. There is another shipment coming in from this path here. But he wants, he does want you to stay overnight.
Can you show that again? I missed it.
Yeah, yep. This way.
Okay, so that's a...
that's not that's a wall.
Quite a roundabout.
Right, this is a way out north, this is a way out west, and this is a way out south.
We have to go the west way. That's where he recommends, right?
And this is where the demon lady is, right?
You actually don't know. Yeah, she's somewhere over in this area that you can't see.
Yeah. I'm gonna join the rave.
So, you guys all re-enter your cell, and Eldith kind of shuts it behind you and just turns his...
what are we doing? Why are you back here?
Plans.
We're planning a grand escape.
Yes.
Yep. We're working with a guy on the inside. Locking yourselves back in a prison cell. Yep.
Sarath just chuckles.
I mean, you could laugh all you want, buddy. Stay here. I don't care.
Oh, now I'm intrigued. It's not every day that that happens, that you just come back and everything is fine.
Where were you gonna go? You didn't leave the cell.
You're right. Because I knew had I done that, it would have been instant death.
I didn't die.
I didn't die.
Which is why I chuckled.
You need more imagination there, friend.
Oh no, I have plenty. Trust me.
I don't know about that.
Ivan's gonna kinda waddle over to this group. Kinda mentally use the telepathic ability to speak to Champro, Flaffle, and Kazad to come over so that we could talk.
Zod's gonna get up and head over and stoop down.
Jim Jar moves over to kind of console Darendel and calm him down even further. Sereth sits back down in his little area. Ront runs as, or like moves as far away as he can, kind of almost seeing you guys group up wanting to know what's going on.
Okay, big pet buddy. How you doing? You feeling okay? Did you get hurt at all?
No. Yeah, no.
Okay. You did a good job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You ran right through that door like it was butter.
I did.
Yeah.
You have proven your strength today, mighty warrior.
So, kind of...
Thanks.
Telepathically, should I pick Sereth next to die? No matter how we look at it, most of these people are going to die by tomorrow if we're waiting for tomorrow like we're supposed to.
I don't know. He may be more useful.
I mean, he's also a prick.
He's also a drow.
I mean, yeah, my experience most drow.
I represent that, and I am a drow. Not all of us are dicks.
I mean, you threw that one old guy under the bus to die.
Yeah, you're gonna die.
No regrets.
And Kazad's attitude changes with the weather. So far, I'm just saying.
To be honest, it changes with who's standing in front of him, as most people in his line of work act.
He's not wrong.
Line of work.
What's it exactly you do there? The fighters, soldiers, consort? The consorts, they kind of just... What's the best way to explain
new
you,
buddies.
Kazad? Yeah, I mean, hey, that's the kind of operation you guys are running. I mean, hey, whatever.
Technically, I was a bodyguard and consort to a priestess and the daughter of a matriarch.
Oh. So when you're all alone, does she, like, make you dress up as a spider to really get the mood going? Or, like, how does that work?
He just starts cracking up laughing. He's like, no spiders.
Look, I've seen some of the depictions of, like, that one spider lady that some of you guys, like, worship. And, I mean, I'm just saying.
Ivan is going to snap towards Flaffle. Don't ever bring up that monster in a conversation with me around, please.
Oh, you know what? After the Darendel incident, you got it.
Thank you. So,
all right.
I still need to pick a few people to die. Just wanted your ideas and thoughts on the pecking order.
You?
Oh, stop, yeah, we're gonna be here. We're gonna be here a while.
Oh, yeah, every hour.
Yeah, yeah. They're all going to die, most likely, but...
Wait a minute, we gotta wait until tomorrow.
So... on second thought about that, I wish to take no part.
Very well, fine. I guess I'll pick myself, like always. It's nothing different.
Maybe, like, try seducing her.
He's
show her
pick
a little,
himself.
A leg muscle. Like
Shows his scrawny legs. They look like toothpicks, malnourished toothpicks.
Oh, he skipped leg day.
I sort of forgot the part where it was every hour.
Yeah. And sits back down, starting to pay, like, looking, mentally deciding which person he wants to pick to go next.
I mean, maybe you could strip down naked. That's worked once for me.
I don't think she likes Ivan. She's enjoying doing this to him.
Flaffle does flip over here, just kind of whisper to him. Yeah, it'd definitely be Sereth.
That's what I thought.
I could strip down naked, but I think most of the ones that entered here were female, and that wouldn't work, I doubt.
At that point...
That might distract the rest of us more, but yeah.
At that point, you do hear the door open behind you, and out walks Mistress Ilvara, Jorlin, and the other two.
The lover boy.
Followed.
And I'm just going to run and hide behind Shepard again.
Yeah.
Ivan steps forward.
I'm
centered.
Coming over here with Champra and Flapple, just because I'm getting into position just in case this goes very badly for us.
I tug on your pants leg and go, Appies.
I'm going to hand the mushroom to Merlette. Flapple.
Eagle's going to tuck his wings in and press his back up against the wall as close as he can.
Okay.
And I am laying on the ground on top of these weapons.
Okay.
Pretending to be passed out.
Mm-hmm.
So, she approaches the door. I see our time is up. Oh, and I see you've awoken a lot of your friends. Great making bonds already. Jorlin, open the door, please. Jorlin walks over, puts his key in the lock, kind of eyeing back at you all. Opens the door and walks in. Up against the wall, and she walks in. As does her boy. Well, the time has come for your decision, Ivan. The first to die, and kind of turns around and looks at Bupido, is you, old man. Seems you're not quite fit for life anymore. Or rather, he traded your life to heal Darendel. Funny how that works, isn't it? No matter. Shore will, almost in an instant, flash over behind Bupido, grab Bupido, and begin to drag him out of the cell and over to the bridge. You can hear, for those of you that speak Undercommon, you can hear him screaming something.
Oh, what is he screaming?
Finally, I can become the god I am.
Oh.
Please kill me. Please kill me.
I'm just going to look to the rest of the party and go, had a feeling.
Because Lot just kind of shrugs and just kind of nods.
As he hits the webbing, you do see, eventually, a giant spider come out and begin to wrap.
I don't see shit. My eyeballs are closed. I didn't.
Spider!
Does Flapple see this?
Yes.
He gives a little nudge to Khazad, like, huh?
Khazad doesn't even look at him. He's being really still and really quiet right now, making it a point to not draw attention to himself in any way.
Ilvara speaks up after you hear just the maniacal laughter of Bupido. Well, Ivan, great work here. Your gift is as good as ever, I see.
Ivan doesn't look at her.
Oh, raise your head, child.
Reluctantly, with gritting his teeth as tightly as possible, blood starting to come from his gums.
You are so angry. You're that weak. Interesting. She takes out her tentacle wand. Now, who's next?
Takes a moment, kind of using kind of peripheral vision to scan the party for any possible help in choosing.
It would be me. I volunteer.
No. I volunteer.
He jokes.
Merlette shoots a mental message to Ivan. Topsy.
Eagle sends a mental message.
Yeah, Khazad. Yeah. Khazad shoots a mental message to him, one of the gnomes.
Flapple looks up at Khazad. Downies.
I'm going to just kind of shake my head and go, not right now.
Mistress Alvira.
I'm going to smack Flapple on the snout and say, ow, be quiet.
I'm gonna stand up. Ivan stands up and looks, and looks to Topsy and nods Topsy's way.
Interesting. Now see, I can't kill you, Lizard Man, because if I do that, then I'm giving you and everybody else here what they want. Ivan has made a decision. This is a good thing for him. He is learning.
More blood spills slightly from the corner of his mouth as he grits harder.
She begins to raise the wand up at Topsy.
Is it possible for Plopple to squirm free?
I would say you could attempt to. See Jorlin kind of approach as she raises up her wand and go, Mistress Ivara, if you kill them, who's going to do the Qui-Goth duties? She takes a second and looks back at Jorlin. Very well. See, you are useful sometimes, Jorlin. Good job. But one for the road won't hurt. And as she turns around and walks away, three tentacles go straight at Turvy, and all of them hit.
Oh no.
You watch as each tentacle impales Turvy, one in the stomach, one in the shoulder, and then one in the neck. You hear Topsy begin to scream.
No! 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 No, my brother! Please! No!
She then raises the wand. Too late. Tosses the body to the side. You're lucky I don't want to clean my own place. Very well. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And she begins to walk away, licking the blood off of her tentacle wand.
Ivan sits back down, wiping away the blood and spitting out what's in his mouth.
You do see Topsy basically begging for Ivara to come back. You hear her.
I'll do anything. Bring it back. Take me. Take me!
But she leaves, and so does Jorlin, who once again cuts an eye to Merlette.
Merlette acknowledges it with a small nod.
Once the cell door is closed, I'm going to let Flapple down. I'm going to drop to a knee. I'm going to go, little piece of advice while we're down here. When you see a drow female like that, don't talk to her. You'll live longer. And I just kind of pat him on the shoulder and let him go.
Flapple just kind of gives a flared nostril, you know, breathes out and just kind of scurries over to the gate and kind of sits down. He's going to be watching for the changing of the guard.
Little piece of advice for you, Kazad. You hit him again, I peel you like an onion.
Kazad just kind of chuckles and smiles at Champra and nods. He goes, that would certainly be an interesting thing to see.
Wouldn't it?
Telepathically, you hear.
And he just kind of smiles and he walks away and he goes, I'm just trying to help your friend survive a little bit longer down here. And he goes over and he's going to kneel down in front of Ivan. He's just going to pat him on the shoulder. He's just going to kind of give him a nod.
Ivan is still silent.
Jim Jar approaches Topsy and puts a hand on her shoulder. In your head, you guys hear, well, you better come up with a plan fast, because I don't know what deal you struck or what's going on, but if that's what she'll do to a creature like that, we'll all be dead soon.
Merlette starts, like, and pulls out the arrow he has, like, starts drawing in the dirt, makes a basic map of the area as far as she could see. He's like, all right. Sends a mental message to the main party members, as they've been the most helpful. Let's gather around and let's work on a plan. We only have so long to enact this.
Ivan moves closer, but doesn't get too close to the party, just close enough to see and hear.
Understanding the situation that has just occurred, Darindel kind of sits quietly in the corner. Sarith does stand up and kind of walk over. as does Eldith and Shushar.
All right. We have in our possession 7 bolts for crossbows. One hand crossbow, 1 short sword, 1 chain shirt, and 1 leather armor. And a pipe.
At this point, you do look over and realize that Ruin is unconscious. Just seems to be sleeping.
Oh. Hey, Ruin? You can stop acting now. Shakes her.
Still asleep. Almost, almost as if she's in some form of a... not trance, because that would imply that she's being put there against her will, but she's asleep, from what you can tell, and is not waking up.
For the best. Let her rest.
Very well. Alright, what are our skills? Because we need to find out who gets what.
Well, prior to my imprisonment, I was a paladin of Lul. So, if that helps anything.
Chainmail would probably work best for you, unless someone else,
has Marshall. If I was thinking of giving it to Ron, he's gonna be the one in the front taking the damage.
True. But we are trying
to
spread out the gear. If,
either
I'm fine with it.
If it is not a bow and arrow or addressing wounds, I'm not good at healing wounds, but I can address wounds. Champra is not great at things with swords, but. Champra's family came down to the Underdark for quite generation after generation for the rare lizard breeds that live here. So I know nothing of this place, but after we get out a little bit, I will know certain, trails where maybe I could lead us to some safety, but not at the immediate... The immediate situation we're in, if that makes sense.
Yes. Well, in that case, I can give you the hand crossbow. You say you're good with bows? Does that translate to hand crossbows?
Shepard can't figure this out. He prefers this string, but he has seen this before.
Okay. You only have 5 shots because I'm keeping the 2 bolts I have for my own protection.
This is not a problem. Thank you.
Alright. We won't hand that out right now. Anyone want the leather armor?
Ivan speaks up. I would like it.
Alright.
I'm not very strong, so I don't have a good constitution.
Makes sense.
But this is only temporary until we get our stuff, right?
Yes. We will, but this will make the fighting much easier. And last we have the short sword. If you're not going to take the chain shirt, Kazad, maybe the short sword?
Yes, I will very happily take that.
Okay. I mean...
So... I'm just good at talking to people. That's sort of my deal. I like, you know, using words.
You want
diplomacy?
Crossbow bolts.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I shouldn't be anywhere near that.
Okay. Well, we've divvied up my here.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
So grapples.
Plan?
He was saying sorry to Teagle, not trying. Yeah.
You good?
Morpsky, you were saying something?
Yeah. So while Flaffle's sitting here just kind of observing, the tower that is in front of us, is it like just carved out of stone?
It is.
Okay. Flaffle's going to take some time while all this is going on. Of course, he's still hearing everything telepathically, correct?
Correct.
Okay. He's going to walk over to the wall and kind of chip away at it with one of his claws and just see just how strong the surface of this rock is.
It is thick. It is a very dense, almost limestone-like material.
Would Flapple have any kind of understanding, thing as he's a kobold and kobolds are known for like tunneling, of how durable this rock is in the face of something like an explosive?
I would say make an intelligence check.
God damn it. The one. So six.
Another one.
Another one.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't tell. It rock.
Okay, ooh. Does Flapple remember there being any like windows or anything inside that tower other than the two doors?
Yes, there are a few windows.
Okay, would there have been any windows facing out this way?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Okay, Flapple goes back to kind of pacing back and forth in front of the door.
Very well. As you guys continue to make an escape plan, one by one throughout the night, your comrades in the cell begin to fall asleep. Shushar first, Eldith, Ront pretty soon after, Sereth. And as you guys are finishing up this plan, we will pick up there for the next session. Ruin. After taking a near-death blow, your eyes close and you fall into a familiar state. You open your eyes and all you see is darkness. Wandering around, you and Grim both begin to see a stone-framed door. You open said door, and before you is what looks to be a stone maze. Pressing forward, the walls begin to morph into a black, viscous liquid. With tendrils reaching out, another door can be seen further down the hall, similar to the one you've entered. Opening the second door, you are back into a void of darkness. Looking around you, the door shuts on its own and melts into the same viscous liquid pulled down by purple tendrils. Wandering for a bit, a flash of orange light blinds you for a second, and you now find yourself on a beach, staring over a very large ocean. Two obsidian towers shaped like coiled serpents break the skyline, and a rumble can start to be felt beneath your feet. The water breaks as the word pierces your skull, and a huge bipedal shadow creature rises, towering over you. Grim jumps in front of you as a large purple tendril reaches out, grabbing them and raising Grim towards the two bright orange lights. The darkness around the creature's two heads disappear, revealing baboon heads with raging orange light piercing through you as the other head consumes Grim. The other head looks to you with a crooked smile, and tendrils begin to wrap around your form. Your body is raised over its head and dropped. As soon as you feel the teeth gnashing into your skin, you awake in a cold sweat back in the jail cell.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.